You are calm and relaxed, awake and aware. There are no images in your mind, no words floating round inside your head. All is at rest. All is at peace. Now your consciousness begins to move into another reality. You are walking along a country path, very conscious of the sun on your face and the light breeze on your cheeks and the song of birds all around you. Where does the path lead? You wonder about this, but almost as soon as the question forms, you know that you have been here before. This time there are more branches of trees overhanging the path. It is darker, and yet your certainty of knowing what is in front of you increases. It is a beautiful afternoon, and you have a wonderful sense of security and peace. For some minutes you have been aware, without really knowing it, of a faint rushing sound originating somewhere in front of you, and abruptly you come upon the source. A magnificent waterfall, shimmering in the brilliant sunshine, suddenly becomes visible as you come upon a large open clearing in the midst of the trees. You gaze enraptured by this unanticipated vision of beauty. The breeze causes fine clouds of iridescent spray to dance around the fall as it cascades down into the pool below. You stand still, absorbed by the beautiful view, feeling the warmth of the sun on your head and allowing the rays to flow through you, invigorating you through and through. The sound of the waterfall also seems to flow through you, penetrating and soothing every cell in your body. And as you stand in the woodland clearing, it seems as though there were a voice. Now you hear it more clearly. Be still, it says. Be still. And obeying this inner voice, you allow yourself to become still, no longer directing your attention, no longer trying to control anything at all, but being, and being aware of the whole scene around you. As you gaze at the waterfall, you smile, because a lovely rainbow can be seen faintly in the mist. And as you watch, it becomes more intense, its brilliance seeming in some strange way to be related to your stillness. As your stillness grows, it seems to communicate itself to everything around you. You even gain the impression that the waterfall is ceasing to flow. Not that there is any less water cascading down, but rather that the movement is being captured in some dimension which is paradoxically outside time. You continue to watch motionless, and minute by minute you realize that your time is no longer that of the world around you. Your heart beats in the same steady rhythm. Your breathing has the same steady ebb and flow, but a hurrying bee is moving more and more slowly. A swooping hawk seems just to be floating down. Something very odd is happening to time. Everything around you is slowing down more and more. The movement of all living things has slowed right down, and the gay songs of the birds have become sad dirges as the pitch of the notes falls lower and lower. The whirling, twisting, cascading shapes of the waterfall seem to suggest eternal movement by their very stillness. The rushing sound of the water has completely died away, and the quietness has flowed through every rock, every tree, every branch and leaf, and every blade of grass. Leaves that were falling from the branches hang suspended in mid-air, their flight to earth halted by the cessation of time. The stillness has even permeated the river, now frozen into curiously angry shapes at the foot of the fall, and into smoother undulations along the further reaches as it disappears from view among the still, silent trees at the far side of the clearing. The whole unearthly scene still radiates the friendly warmth of a lazy summer afternoon. You feel the warmth pouring down from the motionless sun. Now that time has ceased to be, you no longer have to be still, for you and stillness have become one. You wonder what would happen to that magical stillness if you actually moved, and so you slowly advance one foot. Nothing changes, and so you move the other foot with more confidence. Nothing changes, and in a flash of illumination you realize it is because your inner stillness has remained intact. And what an incredible experience it is, like being in a three-dimensional picture, captured at the moment you began to be still. You reach out to a leaf on a nearby bush, touching it very carefully, for you feel it might be as fragile as gossamer for all its living appearance. And following the path behind the waterfall, you now walk right up to the crystal curtain, which was the water itself. Earlier, you would have been beaten to the rocky floor by the weight and power of the torrent. But now, though still majestic, it is strangely tame, controlled by your stillness. You run your hand over the smooth, twisting forms, and then over the rougher edges of the frozen spray. For a while, you stand in contemplation of this living sculpture, realizing how much of nature's exquisite art normally goes unperceived. You move on to the foot of the rainbow, half dazzled by its scintillating colors and yet longing for their healing touch. You experience a blissful feeling as if you were being taken up into the rainbow, or is the rainbow being taken up into you? The deep glowing colors seem to penetrate your body, each seeking its own destination. The red light seems to have an affinity with the base of your spine, and to bring with it a robust feeling of the life force itself. The orange rays, merging with your lower abdomen, convey a sense of the joy and the fruitfulness of life. The yellow light seeks its home just below the navel, bringing with it a sense of life's exultant triumph over inanimate forces. With a complete change of mood, the green radiance caresses your heart and somehow makes you think of the deeper meaning of life, those spiritual things that lift man above mere biological existence. The blue light, coming to your throat, and the indigo, centering between your eyebrows, bring you an understanding of destiny and of your part in it, and of the spiritual powers needed to play that part. The purple seems to move and to tremble in the crown of your head, arousing a strange sensation as of a beautiful flower opening its thousand petals and somehow uniting you with the spirit of the universe. Now there seems to be a play of colors up and down your spine. You have the feeling of vista upon vista of things inexpressible rising up before you, of boundless possibilities, of seeing into the furthest distances. The colors dance and weave into a tunnel of light seemingly proceeding from the heart of the universe. You have a feeling of being swiftly and smoothly borne through that tunnel, towards a boundless ocean of peace and strength. Suddenly the voice speaks again, saying, "Remember these things, and remember me. I am your inner stillness."